Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Chattanooga police are investigating a suspicious death at a motel in Lookout Valley. Officers responded Tuesday afternoon to the Studio Suite 6 on Patton Chapel Road. They discovered a body there under what they described as suspicious circumstances. A heavy police presence remained at the scene as investigators processed evidence, crime scene tape blocking off several rooms of the motel's first floor. Authorities have not released the identity of the deceased, the cause of death, or whether a suspect is being sought. The investigation is active. Chattanooga police say any additional information will be released as it becomes available. Drivers traveling through Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and South Carolina should expect to see more law enforcement on the highways next week as Operation Southern Slowdown returns. The annual traffic safety campaign runs the 13th through the 19th, with officers focusing on speeding violations along interstates and major highways across the Southeast. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 11,000 people were killed in speed-related crashes nationwide back in 2024, accounting for nearly 30% of all traffic fatalities. Officials say one out of every five traffic deaths in the five participating states involved speeding between the years of 2020 and 2024. During last year's campaign, officers issued more than 52,000 speeding citations and warnings. Law enforcement agencies say the goal is to encourage drivers to slow down, protect highway workers, and reduce crashes during the busy summer travel season. Motorists are reminded to obey posted speed limits, buckle up, avoid distractions, and expect increased patrols throughout the week. Beginning Sunday, the price of a first-class forever stamp will go from 78 to 82 cents following approval by the Postal Regulatory Commission. This is the sixth postage increase in the last 5 years. Since 2021, the cost of the forever stamp has gone from 58 to 82 cents. Other postal products are also increasing in price. Domestic postcards to 65 cents, international postcards and 1 ounce international letters to $1.75. The U.S. Postal Service says the higher rates are needed to address rising operating costs and declining mail volume. The agency reported a $9 billion loss in the last fiscal year. Customers who already have forever stamps won't need to buy new ones. Previously purchased forever stamps remain valid and will continue to cover the cost of mailing a 1 ounce first-class letter, regardless of future price increases. Jackson County is looking into a pharmacy burglary they believe is connected to a statewide burglary ring responsible for 30 to 50 pharmacy break-ins across Alabama. Police say officers responded to Bruce's Foodland about 3 a.m. June 27th after getting a burglary alarm. Officers found the front glass door shattered, the pharmacy ransacked, the suspects already gone. Investigators say the same pharmacy was burglarized in a similar manner last November. In both cases, three suspects targeted prescription opioid medications with a high street value before escaping in a vehicle parked away from surveillance cameras. Authorities believe the group may also be connected to a recent burglary in Section, Alabama, and investigators are working with other law enforcement agencies across the state. Police say identifying the suspect's getaway vehicle could be the key to solving the case and preventing future burglaries. Anyone with information encouraged to contact the Scottsboro Police Department. Several new Tennessee laws affecting public schools there are now in effect as districts prepare for the upcoming school year. One new law limits screen time for students in kindergarten through fifth grade, encouraging teacher-led instruction and greater use of textbooks, paper, and hands-on learning. The law does not apply to virtual schools or students with disabilities. Another new law, known as the Charlie Kirk American Heritage Act, requires public schools to teach about the influence of religion on American history, including the role faith played in the nation's founding, the Civil Rights Movement, and the development of American government. Now, students in kindergarten through 12th grade will also receive age-appropriate instruction on child trafficking awareness and prevention as part of their health education curriculum. In addition, Tennessee has expanded the use of EpiPens in schools, allowing trained school nurses and designated staff members to administer emergency epinephrine to students experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. School officials say the new laws will be implemented as students return to the classrooms later this summer. And the Braves are scheduled for a day game at PNC Park in Pittsburgh today against the Pirates. The Braves are looking to take the series as they are knotted up one game apiece right now. Braves baseball on Classic Hits KWIN. Airtime 11:20 this morning. The first pitch at 12:35. Don't miss it. All coming up this afternoon here on KWIN. That's your local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.